Ricky, it's nice to be back. Interesting introduction to Step 3 football. What do you make of it?
No, I was really, really happy with the performance. There was a little bit of disappointment around at the end of the game. You know, the players come off and were a little bit down. They felt they deserved more out of the game, and you know, it was my job just to reassure them that if they play like that, they're going to win more than they draw. And it's just about making sure that we continue to keep our performances as high as they were today, because I think that there's some truth in that, that we probably did deserve to win the game. But first game out against a good side, they've got some great attacking players. I thought their number 10 was outstanding, and the lads, they finished the game with big, strong, and a threat going forward. And you know, it was a real good test, and I think a point is a great result first time up.
Great, some decent chances, didn't we? But it proves that you've really got to take them at this level.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a wake up call, because they only really created one chance in the second half, and that was from a defensive error which they scored from. So it just goes to show that the chances you concede, teams are going to punish you, and you know, we probably created 6 or 7 really good opportunities. I think the goalkeeper makes 3 great saves, 2 or 3 flash across the front of the goal. Sam Ives' header that just missed the target. Jack Higgs' strike from the outside the box that just missed the target. So we created probably close to 10, and I only managed to take one of them. But on another day, that will be 2 or 3. And I thought that defensively, we, as expected, as how we play, we were very, very solid. I thought our 2 centre halves were big and strong and competitive against their strong attacking players. And I thought Harry O'Malley and Jordan Jarrett were outstanding, and the midfield 4, as we asked them to do, worked exceptionally hard in their transitions and got behind the ball. But you know, more importantly, I think the last couple of pre-seasons we didn't look a big enough threat going forward, and we addressed that. We worked on it, and I thought some of our attacking play was outstanding. You know, 1 and 2 touch football, we moved it through the pitch quick, we linked some outstanding patterns, and just unfortunately didn't get the rewards today that the play deserved. But like I said, and I said to the players, don't be disappointed. It's a long season, and if we continue to play like that, we'll win more than we draw. And
will.
You know, I'm really happy and proud of the performance, and the players should be as well.
Mm. Treves, are injured. Ollie Sutton came in today. Did well.
Outstanding. Mm. A great kid. Great confidence about him. He's coming. He's never met the players before, and for a 20-year-old, he played more like a 30-year-old. Mm. He was outstanding. His decision making, when to catch, when to punch. His kicking was on point. His start position was outstanding. He makes a great save in the first half, down low to the near post. In the second half, the pullback, which could have created a chance, he was quick out and good agility to get down and smother that. No, a really good performance from the young lad, and Tim will definitely miss Tuesday. So Ollie will play in that game, and we'll see if he continues to play like that. It gives me a nice headache to have, and he could earn himself a position in the squad. He's certainly done himself no harm today in his performance whatsoever.
Good. Overall, not a bad introduction to Step 3.
Yeah.
On to Tuesday night.
On to Tuesday, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.